Hey everybody, this is Dave Hebert from the USGS CoreCast team. So this month, August, marks the 1 year anniversary of CoreCast. And to be honest, we've been doing a lot of celebrating about how good we've gotten at this very difficult podcasting thing. For example, witness the skills in this bit from one of our latest episodes.
Thank you for listening to a USGS CoreCast for
Well, that's not really what I was going for, but I mean, not just anybody can stroll into the studio and do this. We're basically trained professionals at this point. For instance, check out this clip.
We'll be speaking with Rick Kearney. Let me try that again.
Kearney.
And you are in fact a biologist, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, of course there's a hiccup every now and then. I mean, we're only human, despite how easy we make this very hard process look. Take this little gem, for example. All right. I'm just so you know, I'm occasionally getting some very strange feedback. Fine. We still have a lot to learn, but we'd like to see you do it. No, seriously, we would. In fact, we think you can do it. I mean, you heard those clips. So to celebrate our anniversary and our wonderful listeners, we are holding our first ever Be a CoreCast Host for a Day contest. That's right. You, faithful listener, have a chance to host your very own episode of CoreCast. The randomly chosen and lucky winner will get to interview a scientist or talk about cool science topics and say and can we do that again to their heart's content on an actual episode of CoreCast. We'll edit out those bad parts, by the way. If you think you've got what it takes, just send your name and email address to corecast@usgs.gov. That's CoreCast, CoreCast. Now the contest ends Friday, September 26, 2008, so send us an email already, and good luck. CoreCast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Thank you so much for being a listener. Personal information will be collected only for the purposes of choosing a winner. If you're under 18, get your parents' permission. USGS employees and their immediate families are not eligible.